Well, good Wednesday once again, everyone. This is Graham Cadell here at the farm, and it means another podcast coming your way today. And we're excited here on this Wednesday to bring you a special podcast. Lauren Brown is here with us this morning with A Designer's Touch by Lauren. Good morning, Lauren.
Hey, Graham. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you. It's so nice to have you back here at the farm. You've been here before.
Yes, it's great to see you too.
And well, thank you. And today, not only are we excited to talk about the podcast, but we're also excited to celebrate. And I want to let you tell the good folks about that after we hear from our good sponsor here this morning. This is your Farm Friends Pencare Total Office podcast, and we couldn't do it without these folks right here. We'll be right back. Would you like to upgrade your office without breaking the bank? You can do it by calling Pencare Total Office in North Wilkesboro today at 828-964-8426. Pencare Total Office has quality office furniture at great prices. You don't have to let that old, shabby furniture define you or your business. Call David Pennell at Pencare Total Office today at 828-964-8426. He will be glad to provide you a free office consultation. Call today. All right, so there you go. David Pennell, or Pennell if you prefer, with Pencare Total Office, and he is the man, and his wife there, they're folks, good folks to do business with, helping us support on this podcast. And Lauren, let's jump right into it. Again, welcome.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back here with us today, and let the good folks know while we're celebrating today.
Well, today is my one-year anniversary from when I launched my design firm, and I can't be any happier. It's just a super day. I have goosebumps thinking about it.
Well, it's hard to believe you've already been involved so much in a year's time. I know we had you on the radio as well, and it's already been a year.
I know. Where did it go?
And you're back.
I know. So I launched my firm February, right? 2020.
Yep. Right.
Before the dreaded COVID.
Yep.
So I was like, yoo-hoo! We had a great launching over at the Chamber, and Kitty and everybody was supporting me, and people, you know, I was new to the area too, so I didn't know anyone. The mayor came, just, it was awesome. And I'm like, yeah, this is going to be fun. And
right.
Then all of a sudden, boom, COVID hit. So as it has been with all of us, it was definitely a trying time, and of course still is in many ways, but, I didn't lose hope.
Right.
I didn't lose hope.
Well, hopefully we are turning the corner on COVID, so to speak. I hope so in a lot of ways here in our own community. But anyway, we'll talk some more about that here in just a few minutes. How would you like to start today? What's on your list first today?
Well, there's so much I'm so excited about. In this past year, I've been blessed to have had 23 projects throughout the high country. Here in Ashe County and in Watauga County and Avery County, and just thrilled that the response has been so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of switched gears a little bit with how my firm has organically moved into. In the beginning, I was offering home staging and color consulting and a large, you know, variety of different services, because I wasn't sure which one, you know, which ones were going to be the ones that the clients, most clients would be needing.
Right.
So, although I really enjoyed doing home staging, and I was able to sell a house for a client the day before.
Wow.
They put her on the market
for
$15,000 more than what they were asking for it. And the seller, the buyers paid the closing costs of $15,000. Like, woo!
Wow.
So that was a great home staging and a thrill. And I did a couple here in town for some clients, and they had success too. But what seems to have really happened is that my services really have been more new home construction.
Mm-hmm.
Where clients are building a brand new home.
Right.
I've helped them select every single selection from interior, exterior, everything, and the kitchen sink.
Yeah, that's right.
And also remodel and renovations of all kinds, kitchen and bath remodel. And then I still have been very active in my service called Luxury Designer for the Day,
mm-hmm.
bringing clients to the Hickory Furniture Mart. So since May, I took 10 clients to the mart, and it's a very safe environment. Everybody has masks. they've done a great job there. So for anyone needing home furnishings, that is a wonderful service that I provide because of my 30 years experience in the home furnishings industry. It makes it a lot easier for the client.
Right. Okay. For folks that don't know, obviously when you mentioned the 23 projects and some of the other outlying county areas, you have been in those areas for a good while. And now you've migrated a little more toward Ashe County this past year, and things are evolving. There's growth obviously coming to Ashe County, the new road, et cetera, whatever the case may be. And now you are seeing some of the opportunities here in our community.
Yes. And I really, that's so important to me. My husband and I moved here a year ago in January. We used to live in the Boone area, and we couldn't be more thrilled to be a part of this community. And the community has wrapped their arms around me mm-hmm. and my company and us, and it's where we're going to live for the rest of our lives. There's no doubt. We're not moving anywhere. I've promised my oldest son we're not moving because he's had to move us a few times throughout the high country. But I love this community. My trade partners that I work with, they are from here in Ashe County. My painters are from Ashe County. They will do my projects for clients in other counties. They've stretched out to those areas. My contractors, my electricians, I work with Appalachian Floor and Tile, Brandy Phipps. She's awesome. Brandy and Christy over there. My clients, I just did a project in Sugar Mountain, and they did all the hardwood floors there and carpet. I love to use our trade partners here.
Sure.
Randall Goss has done a lot of work for me.
Right.
And he's awesome. And matter of fact, tomorrow he'll be meeting me out at another client's house to do some remodeling.
Okay.
Because I feel like I am part of the family here in Ashe County,
mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that everyone knows that, you know, they're part of my team and we're a team. And that, I believe, has been a strong, a good reason why I've been so successful.
Right.
Also, I will tell you, Graham, because my partners are part of my team.
Sure.
I mean, we're high-fiving each other.
Yeah, exactly.
We're elbowing each other now, but, you know.
Right.
We are all equal.
Sure.
Me, as an interior designer, I'm not any better than the painter that is painting for my client. I'm not any better than the contractor who's doing the remodeling. We are all part of this team, and we have a mutual, you know, admiration for each other and respect. And I feel like that. And what happens is our clients, it's a win-win.
Sure.
You know, and they love my trade partners. They go, wow, they're great. And it's just been really fantastic. So even though my services do extend into the entire high country,
mm-hmm.
I have had projects in Jefferson Landing. I've got a project coming up, a kitchen and bath remodel in West Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
So in Sparta, I've had clients in Sparta. Trying to think what other unnormal. I don't think Sparta's Ashe County, but it's close enough.
You know, we like Sparta, folks, because they listen to the farm.
Yeah, we love you, Sparta.
We have a lot of listeners in the farm, on the farm from the Sparta area.
Yeah, yeah. So I really, you know, my company is I'm proud to say we are very team oriented, and then the people that I have just hired are amazing, and at some point I'd like to share about them too.
Sure. I wanted to say before you do so that. On the team concept there, no doubt about it, especially when you work with local folks in your own backyard, it just makes it that much more rewarding. So hats off to you for doing that.
I'm just so thrilled because, you know what, Graham? I can contact them and say, hey, Randall, I know you got a bazillion things going on. I've got a client that needs, you know, such and such. When could you come out to do an estimate or a bid?
Right.
And then he will work my clients in to the schedule.
Right.
And then he'll also say, and same with my painters and my electricians, they're all the same. They've been amazing. I can get them out to my client's house generally within about a week.
Okay.
That's unheard of in this business.
No doubt.
And to start the project before a year is really unheard of. So, you know, I just feel very, very, very fortunate. And I thank all of my trade partners. They're just amazing here, wonderful people and great people to work with.
All right. If you're just tuning in with us here this morning, we're talking with Lauren Brown, A Designer's Touch by Lauren. This is our KSK Chamber podcast. This is number 5. in a special anniversary celebration today. Let's talk about your people there you've hired.
Yes. So some of you may know Denise Calhoun.
I think they do.
She is a native of Ashe County.
Okay.
And so a year ago, when I just had started, Kitty, who I love dearly, Kitty Honeycutt, mm-hmm. you all know and love her, she had said, you know, Lauren, if you ever need a designer, and I was brand new, not knowing how this was going to transpire, you know, how everything was going to work out, being here new to the area. So I just said, well, at this time, I'm not going to be hiring anyone. But she said, well, let me tell you about this wonderful young woman. She told me, and at that time, Denise, we had a long conversation, and she just wasn't ready yet. She needed a little break from interior design. She just moved back with her husband. We talked on the phone for probably an hour, and I knew I loved her.
Right.
And I said she wasn't ready, and I wasn't ready because I didn't know what I would be having her do.
Right.
So flash forward, and so I call it a God wink. It was just meant to be that our paths crossed again, and now Denise is my associate designer. And she will be starting March 1st. I cannot be more thrilled. I just love her. You know, and for those of you, I guess most Ashe County people do know of her, you know, newer dad, Dennis.
Definitely.
Yes, and her mom, her sweet mom, and everybody. So, but she's thrilled to be back. She is so excited to be back. She said, she left me a little blurb, and it says, I'm so overjoyed to be back in my hometown, surrounded by family, friends, and this amazing community. My deepest intention for my service is to create delightful spaces that hold the special moments of our lives. And that is exactly how I am and how I feel
right.
with my company. And I'm going to just put this out there. I've mentioned to Denise, we talked about short term, long term, whatever.
Right.
I will say that one day she will, when I decide to sell my company.
Slow down a little bit.
I'm going to sell it to Denise.
There you go.
I'm not kidding.
Well,
we've talked about it, and I already feel it and believe it. And she's going to be, she'll change it to a designer's touch by Denise. I don't know. But I love her and believe in her that much. And I'm going to shout out another quick thing about her. You all may know, but she graduated magna cum laude.
Yeah.
And she's just a wonderful, wonderful young woman. And I can't be more thrilled. So, she's going to be my kitchen and bath designer.
Right.
She's an amazing, amazing designer. So I'm thrilled to have her as part of my team.
A great protege opportunity.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Good for you. And then you've got somebody else I think we know well here at the farm.
Yeah. I know. Another God wink, I'll have to tell you. So, Catherine Steele,
yep.
who is the co-founder of Musicians Mission of Mercy. Boy, that was a tongue tie.
It is. That one's always been a tongue twister.
That's
right.
Sorry about that, guys. Maybe we might have to blurb that.
No.
Bleep that one out.
That's what people like to hear.
Do they like to hear that?
Yeah.
So I actually met Catherine 4 years ago when my husband and I lived in Blowing Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And flash forward, I hadn't, you know, they moved and I lost touch with her.
Right.
About 4 weeks ago, I'm driving down the road and I'm thinking to myself, I wonder how Catherine is. I wonder where she is. I wonder what's going on. The very next day, I walk into Top Nails in Boone where I get my nails done. There's Catherine.
Really?
I went, oh my gosh, Catherine. She says, oh, I said, Catherine, I've got goosebumps telling you this, guys. I said, Catherine, I was just thinking of you yesterday. Oh my gosh. She says, Lauren, I was just thinking of you. She's never been to Top Nails before in her life.
How about that?
So the, as I call God wink, some people would say coincidence. She says, well, you know, I'd love to, you know, talk to you, maybe do a little something. So now what's happened is that we've had many meetings, Denise, Catherine, and myself. And so now Catherine is my assistant and mission project manager. And a Designer's Touch by Lauren is a partner with this wonderful organization.
Yes.
And I can't be more honored. And it's exactly what I want to do because my mantra in life, personally and professionally, is to pay it forward.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a wonderful opportunity to be able to do that in this beautiful county we have. And there's so many amazing things happening in the future, very near future, with this organization.
Well, we can testify to Catherine's mission statement right there, or statement, her, the company she's involved with there, the Musicians, the Mission, whatever it's called.
Musicians Mission of Mercy.
That, yes.
There you go.
Anyway, her, her opportunities there, she's done quite well with. And we've had a lot of chances here at the farm to be a part of that.
I know she told me that,
yeah,
and I thought so, that was so special.
So she's a good one, no doubt about it. All
yes,
right.
So.
Well, good deal. All right, so you got two new employees coming on board, and looking forward to a fruitful 2021. So tell me what else you've got this morning.
Well, another amazing collaboration is that A Designer's Touch by Lauren has collaborated with Chris Phipps of Phipps Construction here in Ashe County,
mm-hmm,
for his new home builds. So if you as a client are building a home with Chris, he is going to pay for my interior design services for you. You will not have to pay for any of that. I will be there by your side every step of the way, helping you select every single selection for interior and exterior, and that is something that I'm so excited about, and so is Chris. So we have a project that we've bid on, and we're keeping our fingers crossed that's going to come through soon, but I'm just thrilled because it's a win-win. It will help Chris and other builders that have contacted me in the other counties. They've also contacted me to do the same thing. Now, I don't want to stretch myself too thin, and I want it to be something very special. So in Ashe County, when someone is building a new home, their services, the interior design services and exterior design services, will be provided by Chris.
Okay.
So, you know, obviously if you, Graham, weren't using him as a builder and you contacted me on your own for services, obviously you could still be my client. Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So it's kind of a turnkey approach.
Yeah, yeah.
In a sense.
Yep. And
right.
I'm thrilled. I'm just so thrilled.
Well, good. Good deal.
Yeah, we're excited about that.
Well, as we talk about this information here this morning, and we'll do this again at the end of the program, but let's go ahead and give some folks some contact information that are listening, because I know there's people probably saying, hey, I wish they would share some more contact information, so do that.
Sure. Well, my phone number is 336-688-0358. My email address is adesignerstouchbylauren@gmail.com. I also have an actual business email that my son just set up for me, and it's lauren@adesignerstouchbylauren.com, so you can reach me at either of those emails. I do have a website. I'm in the process of revamping it, mm-hmm, but my website is at adesignerstouchbylauren.com.
Okay.
I'm also on Instagram and Pinterest and Facebook.
Yep.
So you can still contact me by just saying A Designer's Touch by Lauren.
Okay. And do you still have your office downtown?
I do. Yes. My office is so amazing. My office/ design studio. So I'm inside the A1 Mountain Realty. So you go inside and walk down the hall, and then I've got an office and a design studio where I have wallpaper samples, Cambria quartz samples. I'll have Welburn cabinet samples, and I want to talk to you about that coordination. Did I already talk to you about that?
Not
I don't
exactly.
Think I did.
Not yet.
But anyway, and I have fabric samples, you name it. Everything you can think of, it's kind of one-stop shopping.
Okay.
So at least it gets people, you know, an idea of what things might, and the 50 of the top Sherwin-Williams paint samples on 11x14 boards, 50 of the top Benjamin Moore samples on 11x14 boards. So when I go out to clients, or if you come to my studio and we're looking at color samples, it's not just a little dinky little
it's not
sample.
A swash.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what they call it? A swatch.
Swash.
Swatch.
It's not a small
swatch.
Little.
A swatch.
There you go.
Swatch.
It's not a little dinky little thing that you're going, huh, I wonder what that would look like.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah. I've,
so you got the whole enchilada.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We do window treatments. I've got the best workroom in Boone, North Carolina, that does all my window treatments throughout the counties. And I've done several homes here in Ashe County. I've done four. And then I've worked on three in Watauga County, but she's amazing. So we do window treatments. I work with, gosh, I do have is. I feel like I'm like a clown pulling things out of a hat. Let's see the next little trick I have. No, but I work with Appalachian Blinds in Boone for Hunter Douglas, and done a lot of clients here and throughout the high country. So I have some samples of blinds in my design studio. I think I'm seeing, you know, I'd love to have people come see me. When my balloons are out,
right,
and I have a sign that's out, a little sandwich board, when it's out, that means I'm in my office.
Got
or
it.
I'm in my studio. Come in, you know, come see me.
Okay.
Love to chat.
All right. So again, today, folks, we're talking with Lauren Brown. This is A Designer's Touch by Lauren, and this is our podcast number 5. We're excited about it today because she is celebrating her 1-year anniversary in business. What else do you have for us today?
Well, as I was starting to say, so there's this wonderful company in Boone that services the whole high country, including they do a lot of business here in Ashe County, and it's Welburn Cabinets.
Okay.
And those cabinets are beautiful cabinets made in Alabama. They're made in the United States.
Is that Greenbow, Alabama?
It is. It's Alabama. It might be.
You know why I say that? It's because of the Forrest Gump movie.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he said, where are you from, Greenbow, Alabama?
It possibly could be.
No, I'm sorry.
No.
I just,
no, you're good. I love it.
Popped into my mind.
No. You're like, no, that's great.
But anyway, so they're from Alabama.
So, yeah, that's where the cabinets are made. And
right.
Beautiful. And so CW Home has a great showroom right as you come into Boone on the right-hand side. And so our company does the CAD drawings for all of his clients and all of our clients. So
okay.
We do 3D CAD drawings where you can see what your kitchen or your bath is going to look like in color.
Nice.
And that's where my expert associate designer, Denise, comes in.
That's right.
I've always done a great job with the selections and all that. And, you know, a lot of interior designers around the country will hire out people to do their CAD drawings. And I was in the process of doing that, searching for people in different, it didn't matter, you know, because I belong to a lot of great interior design groups
sure.
around the country. And then miraculously it all came together that Denise, you know, is joining my team. So we're just so thrilled.
For folks that don't know what CAD stands for.
Computer Automated Drawings.
See, there you go.
Yep.
I didn't know.
Yep.
I've heard it before, but
yep.
I had to know
when
again.
You watch, when you're watching HGTV and all that, or Flip or Flop, or any of those wonderful shows that people love to watch, and you see how they have, or when Joanna would show people and say, oh, look what it's going to look like. And you're like, how'd she do that? It's many, many, many hours to do one actual project.
Got it.
So we do need to say sometimes interior designers, we get a little frustrated because HGTV is great, but at the same time, it's not realistic.
It's true.
Because people think, oh, I'm going to have it done in about 2 months.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, no, you won't.
That's right.
So, you know, and that's something that I also am very, very careful about. You know, I like to be, I'm very honest and you know,
sure.
let people know.
Very
hey,
transparent.
Very transparent.
Yep.
Very transparent. You know, this is how it is right now.
Right.
The time frames are longer than normal, and it's because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And in the home furnishings industry, it's because a lot of the people, the craftsmen that were working in these wonderful manufacturing plants, when they were laid off, and of course the manufacturers had to go down to a skeleton crew, and then all of a sudden, bam, the home industry just went wide open. Those people that were working in the home furnishings industry, the manufacturing, they'd already gotten other jobs.
Right.
And they can't just hire anyone to build fine furniture.
Right.
You know, you can't just hire anyone to do upholstery.
Sure.
These have to be professional. They have to be craftsmen, you know. And so that's and then, of course, getting parts as it is in all of our industries, it's made things a lot, you know, longer time frames. And now in the home industry, as you know, throughout the high country, we are just booming.
Yeah, no doubt.
Booming.
No doubt.
And so,
there is a big demand.
Correct. And so, you know, it's taking longer, you know, to get supplies in for the builders. And they're trying to be very conscientious about how the lumber prices are so high now. And they're trying, you know, we're all working together.
Right.
We truly are to try to make this as smooth as we can. But it's not easy, but it is truly my passion and my gift and my talent and my desire. So I'm in it for the long haul.
I think you come across with all that. There's no doubt about it. You're passionate about what you do.
Yeah.
I think that's wonderful. Well, let's see. We've talked about a lot of stuff here today. Any other tidbits here? I do want to ask you another question in just a minute, but anything else first?
You know, I kind of wanted to get back to a little bit about this musician's mission of mercy.
Okay.
So something that's happening here in Ashe County. Catherine gave me this information.
Sure.
It says, when she became aware of families in our county still not having enough food on their table, she knew in her heart that this had to be done. Since last March, hundreds of thousands of pounds of food, drinks, and supplies have been brought into Ashe County by Musicians of Mercy. The provision was distributed by a special team formed through Ashe County Emergency Management to all the food pantries in Ashe County, led by Travis Birdsell.
That's right.
Yep. And so I did not realize this till Catherine and I were speaking about it, but I when things were not as busy as they are now, on Wednesdays I would volunteer at the Ashe County Sharing Center.
Right.
Come to find out what I was doing when I was packing all the beans and the rice and all the goodies. That was the product that the Musicians of Mercy had tractor trailered in.
Right, exactly.
And I was like, wow, that's so cool. So that's another thing. So my company we're going to be closed on the fourth Wednesday of every month, and Denise and myself and Catherine will be distributing food. We'll be working any way we can towards feeding the hungry in this county. So
fantastic.
We are committed 100%, 110%.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
Good deal. All right. My question to you was, I wanted to go back to the COVID situation just a little bit. I always like to ask people how it's impacted their business. Not necessarily monetarily, but what challenges have you faced in the last year?
Well, it has been challenging. You know, at first people were nervous about anyone coming into their home. You know, I always wear my mask and my clients wear their mask. And, you know, we stayed 6 feet apart. And I always would just say to people, you know, if you don't feel comfortable with me coming in, you know, we can do a Zoom meeting. You know, a lot of people Right. are doing Zoom meetings with clients. But I will tell you, I all of my clients were like, it's okay. Let's try this. So, you know, I've never done a Zoom with a client, but if I need to do that, I certainly would do that.
What comes to my mind on that same note, your business is so visual.
Yes.
It would be hard. You can do a Zoom meeting, but you would need to be, in my opinion, you would need to be there in person to see it.
Yes. And you know what? Not only am I so visual if I go to someone's home that's already an existing home, but I'm going to take you back to my first new home construction where I did new build in the coves of Lenoir, North Carolina.
Okay.
I had some clients contact me and say, oh my gosh, we are overwhelmed. We need you. Please, we need your services to select everything, color, interior, exterior, everything. We don't know what we're doing. So I said, but before I come out there, I want to come and I want to walk your land. And there was nothing there.
Right.
Hadn't started. I said, I want to get a feel for your property. I want to get a feel for how, you know, your home is going to sit here. And as we get to know each other, get a feel for how you're going to live in your home.
Right.
So you're exactly right. It takes, because I'm so visual and because that's my gift, it's truly all about how it makes someone feel, not only how beautiful it looks, but so it's tough. You got to, so a lot of designers around the country were doing Zoom primarily and e-design and all this. And I thought, oh, no, that's not me.
Right.
If I have to, I'll do it. But I've been lucky. I haven't had to do that. And as I take clients to the Hickory Furniture Mart for luxury designer for the day, where I take them where they can select their, I help them select their new home furnishings. It is so, they're, like I mentioned earlier, they're very careful. Everybody's got a mask on. They're 6 feet apart. You can't do but one person on the elevator unless you're with the spouse, you know.
Right.
It's been very good. So I was surprised at how many clients wanted that service even during COVID. And I think I mentioned to you that I've taken 10 clients since May. And this weekend, I'm taking another client. I'm taking David Jackson and his wife, the president of the Boone Chamber.
Oh,
they've hired
DJ.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going this weekend, and there is a big sale for anyone. I've got 1 day left open. If anyone is interested in hiring me for that, I've got Saturday open. So, but it's the President's Day sale, and because of COVID, prices are going up and up and up in the furniture market.
Right.
So anyone out there, even if you're not looking at hiring me, please keep in mind, if you're looking at furniture, you need to do it as soon as possible, because these manufacturers are already having to go up on their prices, and you aren't going to get your furniture for 5 to 6 months. It used to be 6 to 8 to 10, and now it's 5 to 6 months, the best of all the manufacturers. So unless you're purchasing off of a floor, if you special order, it's going to take time.
All right. So, well, some real good information right there. Yeah. Hey, give DJ our best, by the way.
I will.
He's a good one.
I love David and his wife and his two daughters.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well,
good
I'm
deal.
Excited.
Well, Lauren, again, a lot of stuff here this morning we're talking about, and just want to give you one more opportunity to get your contact information out there before we wrap up.
Okay, thank you so much.
Sure.
And my phone number is 336-688-0358. I have my email is either a designerstouchbylauren@gmail.com, or I have a brand new, my business, my son told me, Lauren, Mom, you need to have a business email. Okay, so it's lauren@adesignerstouchbylauren.com.
Okay.
And then my website is adesignerstouchbylauren.com. It is in the process of being revamped. Things have changed, and you know, with my firm, and I'm getting new photos and all of that up there.
All right. Good deal. Well, thank you again for being here today.
Thanks so much, Grail.
Congratulations on your 1-year anniversary.
Thank you.
I hope we get to do a 2-year.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll do it bigger and better.
And it's so good to see you too, Grail.
And hopefully, well, thank you very much. Hopefully, COVID will be behind us.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yes, we pray that.
All right. Well, again, thank you very much. Her name is Lauren Brown. Her business is A Designer's Touch by Lauren. And this is our WUKSK Chamber podcast number 5. It's called our Farm Friends Pencare Total Office podcast. And again, thanks to David Pinnell and Pencare for making this happen. And also to Kitty Lawrence and the folks at the Chamber. Couldn't do it without them as well. Lauren, best of luck to you, and we'll see you down the road, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.